Daily Job Hunt Weekend Edition, Giving is Receiving. What's up, everybody? This is Joel. We're going to recap this week's Daily Job Hunt. Sign up for the email version at careerhackers.com. We're sending this out 6 mornings a week, with a Saturday edition being the recap. So we're going to recap this week's DJH. First, mindset for success is let go of the fear of money. You probably are at least slightly insecure about money. But what are you afraid of exactly? That you'll starve? Your feelings are completely valid, but look, the universe gave you a gift of life, of your lungs, your ability to breathe. In, out, no effort needed. How life-affirming. Isn't that proof enough that you're going to be okay? Job hunting is hard. Most people on the job hunt keep the ongoing belief job hunting is hard running in the background. But is it true? Maybe it's only true if you say it's true. What if you let go of the belief and then started reframing things? For instance, job hunting is fun. I get to be imaginative on my job hunt. Job hunting is easy when you send video pitches. Yeah, it's all about the frame. Your mind is a tool. What if you could choose how you employ it? These thoughts that you have, these beliefs, it's not you. You just allowed yourself to let your mind run you. But you have the capacity to watch the thoughts and choose to not believe everything you think. What if you chose a new thought? What if literally your experience were directly tied to which thoughts you choose? If you don't believe me, then question your own belief. It's very meta, right? If you have the ongoing belief, no, Joel can't be right about this. There's no way that I can just choose my thoughts. Then you are choosing the thought. There's no way I can choose my thoughts. So if it is the case that your thoughts affect your experience, then if you do choose the thought that I can't choose my thoughts, then that will be your experience. So I'm not saying believe me just because I said so, but like if you were to entertain this without accepting it, as Aristotle said, is the mark of a great mind. The mark of an educated mind is one who can entertain a thought without accepting it. Entertain an idea without accepting it. So you might be skeptical about the idea that your thoughts can create a reality. What if you just like, played with it for a month? See if it's true. Try it on for size and let me know. Choose your thoughts. Choose your attitude about job hunting. Just because everyone else thinks job hunting is hard doesn't mean it's true. All right, y'all. Links worth checking out. The job interview approach, which is a post by Seth Godin. He's talking about, you know, if you're doing your weekly, daily type regular calls with coworkers or potential partners or anything you're doing, what's your attitude? Are you showing up late? Are you not prepared? Are you canceling last minute? Because you probably wouldn't do that if it were a job interview. So what if you took the job interview mindset of, I'm definitely going to be on time with questions prepared and no way I'm going to cancel unless there's an emergency, true emergency. What if you took that approach to every call you have? Next link worth checking out is 9 tips to help reduce job search anxiety. And lastly, your career is too short to spend years being undervalued, underpaid, and treated like a piece of garbage. Quote of the week, remember, you have been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens. Louise Hay. Giving is receiving. Serve a company like royalty. Make their lives easy. Go over the top to solve problems and constantly surprise them with new innovations and value creation. No, not out of deference to authority, not at all. Out of pure self-interest. Once you realize that giving and receiving are symbiotically intertwined, you realize the best way to serve your own growth and happiness is to serve others' growth and happiness. So, what gifts will you bestow your company of choice? Do a custom project, do free work, create without permission. Lather on the value with abundance. Create win-win. Joel and the Daily Job Hunt team. So the key sort of caveat here is that you're giving from a place of abundance rather than a place of self-sacrifice and a mindset of, oh, I don't matter compared to this. I need to devote myself to the group. I need to devote myself to the organization and sacrifice. That's that sort of religious, devotional tone that many people grew up with, many of us grew up with in our culture, not just through religion, but through school. And so I encourage you to be mindful of that. Can I actually give from a place of self-interest. What if giving is receiving? This is one of the revelations I've had in the past year or two. Is like, no, the highest self-interest is to start serving other people from joy, and then I will receive value as I give, as long as I'm doing that from an abundance mindset. All right, y'all, appreciate you listening, tuning in. Happy spring. And wherever you are in the world, I appreciate you tuning in and investing, you know, this 10 minutes of your time, energy, attention. Hopefully these ideas spin through your mind throughout the day, throughout the weekend, as you sleep, and you ingest and integrate these ideas of creativity, empowerment, curiosity, self-agency. You are designed to grow, to come alive, to actualize in your life and career. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. Don't let anyone project onto you their fears, their insecurities about their own self-esteem and so forth. You have the ability to be in your power. Thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you next time.